My name is Casey Powell, president of Thompson & Associates. Thanks for joining us today as we discuss estate planning red flags. I want to just start by clarifying what we're trying to accomplish with this series on estate planning red flags. As development officers and at nonprofit people, we really care about our donors and we want to help them in any way that we can. So if you realize a donor may have a potential problem in their estate plan, which might cause complications in their family and sometime in the future, you're obviously going to want to help them avoid it if at all possible. So this series discusses specific circumstances that might cause major issues to individuals in the future. In other words, you know, the end result of the current plan one of your donors may not be what they want or definitely not what they intend to happen. So we hope that after listening to these podcasts on the red flags, that you are better able to identify some potential problems that may arise with your donors and help them avoid it. If you're a client of Thompson & Associates, yeah, identifying these potential issues is a great segue to invite them into the planning process with us. So today I'm joined by Bill Gustaf. He is president of the legal division for Thompson & Associates. Bill lives in Des Moines, Iowa, and has practiced law since 1995, primarily focusing on estate planning. And he has been a planning attorney with Thompson & Associates since 2009. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years already, Bill. But Bill, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, today we are going to be discussing planning documents that are prepared in another state. So documents that are prepared in one state and then the person is in another state, a second state. So Bill, let's start with this basic question. Now, isn't there some universal law that controls estates and wills that's not state specific?
Oh, we could only wish that was the case. So, but this can be a big problem because the laws in one state vary sometimes very greatly from another state. And while there is a general principle that if I live in, you know, state X and I execute a will or trust there and I follow the laws that were required to make it valid there and I move to another state, in general, those will probably be observed in that other state, but there still could be other issues. There could be, even if it's an enforceable will when I move to another state, there still might be some peculiarities of that state's law that are bigger issues that I need to incorporate, and those wouldn't be incorporated just by moving.
What are some specific instances or areas that some states treat differently that might cause some problems?
Well, one is the execution. I love these things like LegalZoom and others that say, you know, wills valid in all 50 states, because sometimes a will is thrown out merely for the way in which it was executed, and how can any computer program guarantee you're going to execute a will the right way? Some require two witnesses. I think Vermont might require three witnesses. And some require different ages. My home state of Iowa, a witness has to be 16 years of age or older. If you witness a will in another state where I'm licensed, Illinois, and your witness is only 16 years old, it's not valid. So each state has very specific requirements for how a will must be executed. Sometimes just certain phrases need to be said. And so that's very important as to how a will is executed. And even for revocable living trusts, there might be issues. I think, for example, Florida has a provision that says a testamentary provision that's in a revocable living trust, that meaning that it takes effect upon death, must have been executed with the same formalities as a will. And most states don't require a trust to be executed with the same formalities as a will. So those are a couple of specific instances.
Okay. Well, and I think we've been focusing on wills and, you know, the end of life documents, but what about the healthcare documents, maybe power of attorneys and things like that?
Yeah. Well, in fact, powers of attorney for healthcare and for property, that's probably, in my opinion, that's probably even a bigger problem for these situations, because each state has what we call the statutory form for that state. And Well, I'm not aware of any state that says you must use their statutory form or the form that's set forth in the code or statutes of that state. I do know that if you use that state's statutory form, you can count on it being valid and legal in that state. And, so a living will can vary very much from one state to the next. Even the terminology they use to describe these documents varies. Some have do not resuscitate orders that are done by attorneys. Some states have DNRs that are done by hospitals. So just the types of documents can vary, and the options that are in those documents can vary. They're just very different from one state to the next. And the problem with those documents is when you need them, and it's too late to fix them if you find out that they're not valid at that point.
Yeah, right. I guess that's the main thing, right? Is your power of attorney looks good, and if you go to a different state, you're relying on the physician, the hospital, if you want them to rely on this document and they're not used to it, well, there's going to be all these issues that they're going to have to look at. It may be completely valid, but they're not used to seeing it, so it's just going to cause maybe some undue delay that you really don't need at that time.
Right, especially if urgent decisions need to be made.
Yeah.
Hold on, we have to send this to legal to look at before we can decide whether to administer this procedure. That's kind of a poor timing.
Yeah, right. Well, so now let's jump back to maybe your wills. What are some things that might go wrong with wills or revocable living trusts if they were executed in one state and valid there, but maybe not in this other state? What are some things that, or maybe it's not valid, but what are some things that could go wrong there?
Well, you could end up with delays that you could have avoided, costs and delays in probating an estate or even administering a trust. You could find out that there are provisions, maybe spousal rights or something, that are different in another state that affect the disposition you had in mind. And you could end up, ultimately what you could end up is with an invalid will or trust, and now you're back to laws and people are getting your assets that you didn't intend, or even if it's the people you intended, they're getting them in ways and at times that you didn't intend, and it really could just create a mess for them.
Yeah. Well, so it could create messes, so we want to avoid it. So what are some things that we could be looking for? What are some signs that that people may have these issues?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is what we've been kind of talking about already, moving to another state. Anytime somebody moves to another state, I would recommend they have their documents looked at by somebody who's familiar with the laws of that state. That's just number one. But it goes beyond that. I think of things like birth in the family, death in the family, changes in employment, those sort of changes even in your beneficiary situations. Just the passage of time can be a big indicator that it's time. It's one thing to have looked at your estate plan 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Some people it's 30 years ago, and laws change, times change. You don't remember what's in those documents. So those are all factors to indicate that it's time to look at your documents as well. But definitely moving to another state is always a reason.
Yeah, and I think if it's a recent move, then I think it's pretty obvious that would be, need to be happening. But I'm never ceased to be amazed at the time that passes that people don't realize they haven't updated their estate documents, and they may have moved in 15, 20 years ago, and they never updated their wills. So, yeah, there's lots of people in that boat, and so it's if we can broaden our thoughts there that of people that may have this issue that have documents from out of a different state, I think it's a bigger issue than it seems, that it might seem like.
Yes.
So what should we do if we suspect one of our donors or somebody that we know care about has this issue? What should we do about it?
Well, if you work with Thompson Associates, it's a great opportunity to invite those people into our planning process. That's a technique that some of the charities I work directly with use all the time. Say, you've moved. Here we have the service available, but even if you don't, there are things you can do. That's a cue right there. We just moved. I mean, that's a big cue for you to talk to somebody and offer to review their plan with them if you have that kind of relationship with them. If they're not, a lot of people aren't very eager to let some charity look at their plan. I get that. But if nothing else, maybe connect them with someone who you know that does that sort of work, their attorney or somebody else. So it's just an opportunity for you to be of service to them without even asking for a gift.
Yeah, right. That's right. You're helping them, no matter, you know, helping them out in that, helping them avoid something that could be a real big problem in the future. So so what are some things that we can do as development officers to prepare for these situations? What do we need to know? What do we need to be doing going forward? So when we do spot these issues, that we'll be prepared.
Well, first is be ready to spot them, right? So, you know, just know the phrases. I just moved. We just sold a business. It goes beyond just these out-of-state documents, but all those things that are cues that there may be something that you could offer to help review a plan with them and offer assistance. But you know, what's specific to this is, I think it's important not that you're an expert on these things as in a development office, but that you're at least vaguely familiar with the requirements to execute a will. And you know, if you see somebody has a will and has one witness and a notary, that's probably not a valid will. So it's just, you know, it's just important, I think, to know what's required to execute these documents. What are the statutory powers of attorney in your state look like, and what are some of the basic options there? So again, not being an expert, but at least being able to issue spot is what we call it in law school. Know the questions and comments that you can offer them that help lead the discussions. So asking them if they've moved or had their wills updated. One that comes to mind, and you know, if somebody moves from a community property state to a non-community property state or vice versa, that's a big issue that needs to be addressed, and people don't even think about it. If you have a large number of donors from neighboring states or other states that aren't necessarily neighboring, but you know that you have a lot of high concentration of those donors, know the basics maybe about the information in those states on how these wills are executed and these documents are differ from state to state. So those can be helpful, but just kind of have a, you know, we like to talk about our elevator speeches, right, for what we do. Have your kind of your punch list in mind, your checklist in mind, the things you can ask somebody if you know they moved.
Yeah, because, you know, if you can help them and help them avoid some potentially tragic consequences and you know, by redoing their will, and obviously if they're thinking about redoing their will and they're good donors, then it's that just leads to that next conversation about leaving your organization in their estate plan and leaving that ultimate gift. So I think that's kind of one of the big purposes of this is helping them and they would want to help you as well.
And especially if you're the person to help them see how they can save taxes or something in their estate, think of the gratitude. So
yeah, that's right.
Example that's that right. Would be moving from a state that doesn't have an estate tax to a state that has its own separate state estate tax. That can be a big issue for people that they don't realize they need to deal with. You could help them save significant taxes.
Yeah, that, right. Well, Bill, thank you. This has been very good. This is a, you know, definite red flag and a definite issue that lots of people have and have to address when they move to different states. And it's something that we can, as nonprofit people, help our donors avoid some things and hopefully leave some of that social capital to our organizations as well. So thanks for joining us, Bill. I think it's been very good.
Thank you.